Chapter 9. Exercise. 1. In all cultures in which eye gaze behavior has been studied, science confirms that those who are dominant have more freedom in using it. In essence, these individuals are entitled to look wherever they want. However, subordinates are more restricted in where they can look and when. Humility dictates that in the presence of royalty, as in church, heads are bowed. As a general rule, dominants tend to ignore subordinates visually, while subordinates tend to gaze at dominant individuals at a distance. In other words, higher status individuals can be indifferent while lower status persons are required to be attentive with their gaze. The king is free to look at anyone he wants, but all subjects face the king, even as they back out of a room. Two. If you sail away from your home port with an accurate clock, you might get a point where your clock says it's noon at home, but you can see the sun just rising. That means you're 90 degrees west of where you started out. Some hours later, you will see that it's sunset at home, but the sun is overhead where you are. If only we had accurate clocks, said the old navigators, we could set them before we left port, and so always know the time at home. Therefore, wherever we were, at midday, when the sun was directly above us, we would check the time on the home clock, and know how far east or west of home we were by comparing the two times. 3. Touch is as friendly as peanut butter, and it is also the one that is affected by power. Let me give you a few examples that illustrate what I'm talking about. Think of a place where you work. Are you more likely to go over to the boss and put a hand on his or her shoulder when discussing the job, or is the boss more likely to do that to you? Think of the interaction in between these pairs of persons of differing status, and picture who would be likely to touch the other, put an arm on the shoulder, a hand on the back, hold the wrist, and so on. Teacher or student, doctor or patient, advisor or advisee, police officer or accused person. Wherever there are ranks and orders, there are some people who touch, and there are the other people who are touched. Typically, the superior status person touches the inferior status one. 4. When you travel with your babies, check out the parents' room in the airport. Most airports have a parents' room where you can change diapers and feed your baby. Some are excellent, others are inconvenient and dismal. There has been a swing towards making these facilities available to parents rather than mothers, so these days fathers too can change diapers and take care of their babies. More airports are starting to cater for older children as well. Singapore's Changi Airport, rated by many as the best in the world, actually has a wonderful play area for kids in the transit departure area. There is even a series of science exhibits which children can manipulate and have fun with. Also, Amsterdam's airport is equally well equipped for children.